Good afternoon. It's 60 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A total of 5 tornadoes have been confirmed after Monday night's severe weather ripped through northern parts of the state. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo tells us what the National Weather Service saw.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that 4 tornadoes touched down and did destruction in southern Eau Claire County Monday night. NWS Twin Cities surveyed the area, and they say an EF1 tornado touched down northeast of Mendovi in Buffalo County, then crossed into Eau Claire County briefly before it lifted. It hit wind speeds of 95 miles per hour, ripping shingles, siding, and gutters off of some homes. Large trees were snapped, laying on roads. A second EF1 touched down for a moment west of Foster. It also hit 95 mile per hour winds. It damaged a barn and tossed debris into a field. And large trees were seen twisted at the base. Then a brief and weaker third EF0 twister also dropped down near Hale Corner, snapping trees. And a fourth tornado with EF1 damage. It went south and slightly east of Augusta. It took shingles off of a roof, tossing trees down onto a truck and a shed. The storm weakened for a bit as it went over Wausau. Then it started to tear a path through Burnham Wood and Mattoon. It was rated a high-end EF0 tornado in Shawano County. The National Weather Service office in Green Bay says the most notable damage was to the roof of an outbuilding and uprooted trees. However, it was on the ground for over 6 miles with winds at 80 miles per hour. No fatalities or injuries were reported. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlo.
The body of a Chippewa Falls woman missing for nearly 9 years has been found in Minnesota. Chippewa Falls police said then 22-year-old Shanna Botow went missing June 22, 2016. The National Database for Missing Persons, NAMIS, said Botow and her boyfriend were driving to California when she ran away from the vehicle near St. Cloud, Minnesota. Foul play was not suspected at that time. St. Cloud police said human bones were found Saturday in the area where Botow was last seen in 2016. The remains were confirmed this week to be Botow, and the Chippewa Falls Police Department and the woman's family were notified. St. Cloud police are conducting the investigation. Governor Tony Evers has included $530 million in his next budget for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. DOC Secretary Jared Hoy testified in front of an assembly committee Tuesday. He says aging facilities need to be updated, with Waupun and Green Bay Correctional Institutes having been built in the 1800s. Evers' proposal would close the Green Bay Correctional Institution and convert others while also expanding the earned release program. Republican leaders in the legislature are skeptical of the plan. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee held its last public budget hearing in Wausau on Tuesday. During a press conference by committee Republicans, Vice Chair Senator Pat Teston of Stevens Point said more money is needed for road projects in northern Wisconsin. Committee Democrats held a press conference at Sue's Ginseng Farm prior to the hearing. Kenosha Assembly Democrat Tip McGuire said Governor Evers' budget will help Wisconsin farmers being harmed by tariffs on exports. Republicans who hold the majority on the budget panel have already said they plan to reject most of what the Democratic governor has proposed as they build a 2-year budget from scratch. Attorney General Josh Call, as part of a multi-state coalition, filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's dismantling of AmeriCorps, including release of members and volunteers, placing 85% of its workforce on leave, and suddenly terminating grants and contracts, effectively ending the agency's ability to continue administering the programs, operations, and funding that make its important work possible. AmeriCorps is an independent federal agency tasked with engaging Americans in meaningful community-based service that directly addresses the country's educational, public safety, and environmental needs. Every year, the agency provides opportunities for more than 200,000 Americans to serve their communities. The former Madison city clerk violated city rules in handling the 193 uncounted absentee ballots from the presidential election. That's according to an investigation from the city of Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
I got the 14-page document with the investigation's findings. Essentially, it concludes that the missed absentee ballots were an innocent error that could have been prevented with more training. Instead, this focuses more on what happened after those ballots were found. Former city clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell didn't notify anyone until about a month after the first batch of ballots showed up. The investigators concluded she had significant violations of city rules and breached her contract, signaling that if she didn't resign earlier this month, she may have been removed from her post permanently. The report says no other staff of the clerk's office violated these rules. Any of their errors were, quote, due to failures in leadership, process, and direction, end quote. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is still investigating the uncounted ballots. They have the power to find the former clerk acted improperly or even illegally. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. The FBI took Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan into custody Friday morning at the county courthouse. She faces federal charges of concealing an individual to prevent his discovery and arrest and obstructing or impeding a proceeding. The state Supreme Court issued a two-page order Tuesday, noting that Dugan faces two federal charges and saying it is in the public interest to temporarily relieve her of her duties. Her attorney had no immediate comment. Democrats have accused the Trump administration of trying to chill the nation's judiciary. A California man who authorities said exchanged messages with a 15-year-old girl who fatally shot two people at a religious school in Wisconsin has been barred from owning or possessing firearms for 3 years. A San Diego judge on Monday approved a restraining order against Alexander Paffendorf that was issued in the days after the December 16th shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Police in Carlsbad, near San Diego, had sought the order to separate Paffendorf from firearms, citing his communications with the teen shooter, including talk of attacks on a government building. In court Monday, Paffendorf said there was no plan for an attack. He has not been criminally charged. A woman suffered injuries from a dog bite Tuesday night. The woman was walking her dog on Nebraska Hollow when she was attacked by another dog. The Richland County Sheriff's Department responded. It is not known if the attacking dog was vaccinated. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment of her injuries. Recently, some local residents reported a suspected imposter showing up at their household, claiming to be from Frontier Cable. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection also received reports of DirecTV imposters contacting consumers. Michelle Reinen is with DatCap.
Consumers have reported to DatCap that they've received cold calls from someone claiming to represent DirecTV, and this representative told the consumer that due to a change in DirecTV satellite technology, that a new DVR system was going to be needed because their current DVR system would stop working in just a few days. The scammer said that they could continue the service with the new DVR, this upgrade, for just $200 upfront fee, and that they would then have to pay $50 less per month for the next 2 years. So basically a new subscription. And the scammer said that they would go ahead and ship the new equipment.
The scammer went to great lengths to make everything seem legitimate to obtain the consumer's money and personal information.
The consumer really did receive a new DVR. Then they got another call from someone claiming to be the DirecTV technician that talked the consumer through setting up this new device and everything worked correctly. He then collected the consumer's email address where they received an invoice. That invoice asked for that $200 fee with a check. They were very specific on the payment type. There were lots of typos that came with this invoice. The invoice came from a Gmail account rather than from DirecTV itself. And when you looked at all the different paperwork the consumer received, there were 4 different email addresses that were used. And they were asked to complete a customer service survey that requested personal information.
Michelle Reinen suggests that if a representative from a service like Frontier or DirecTV shows up at your door, check to make sure they are not an imposter.
confirm with the entity itself, like go back to headquarters using your own information from your monthly bill to say, do I have an appointment with your person or an affiliate in the area that I can trust is representing you to let them in my home? You always want to make sure you're dealing with someone legitimate if you're letting them into that personal space.
If you suspect a scam or have been a victim of a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The third annual 3K-5K Wellness Stride presented by ADRC of Eagle Country and Simon's Recreation Complex will be held Thursday, May 22nd. Roxanne Kluber-Tonsgerber is manager of the ADRC of Eagle Country, Richland Center office.
We sat down a few years ago trying to figure out what we were going to call it. And I think if we called it a run, most individuals would have probably said no. And so it started as a 3K walk, but we just came up with the Wellness Stride. We just sat down and kind of brainstormed for a while on what we wanted to call it. And it really is about wellness and about being engaged. So we started out the first year as a 3K, and then we had a lot of people that were asking us about doing a 5K. So last year we expanded it to a 3K, 5K. So the 3K is just a walk. You start at Simon's Recreation and you end there. And then the 5K is a run. And that is also you start at Simon's Recreation Complex and we end there.
The Run Walk Wellness Stride will kick off at Simon's at 5 o'clock, May 22nd. Mike Hardy is director of the Simon's Recreation Complex.
It'll be Thursday, May 22nd. The deadline for the pre-registration is May 2nd to sign up. You can sign up after that, but you're not guaranteed a t-shirt after that. So obviously the earlier we get sign-ups, the better planning we can do for it, making sure that we have enough food for people. There will be food available there for purchase for people that are there. So bring down your family, you know, get the kids after school, go for a walk, go for a run, grab something to eat, and then hop in the pool afterwards. And, you know, you can do it all for $10 and a little bit more for food, but yeah.
The 3K 5K Wellness Stride is free to individuals over 60 and under 11. For everyone else, the cost to participate in the Wellness Stride is $10 if registered by May 2nd. After May 2nd, the entry fee becomes $15.
Pre-register before May 2nd, I believe, is the deadline. So the earlier you get signed up, again, it's only $10. And again, those shirts are guaranteed for the first 50 that are over 60 or under 11. But again, it's $10. They are very nice t-shirts. In fact, I've seen people that have been wearing theirs from the last couple of years that wear them around Simon's, and they're very proud of them. And they are cool t-shirts. They have nice neat logos and everything. So it'll be a fun time for a lot of people.
Sign in and same day registration starts at 4:30 Thursday, May 22nd. T-shirts will only be available to the first 50 participants who pre-register by May 2nd. All 3K, 5K Wellness Stride participants will receive free admission to Simon's on the day of the event. To register or for more information on the 3K, 5K Wellness Stride, contact Simon's Recreation at 608-647-8522. That's 647-8522. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation will soon begin accepting applications for its Certified in Wisconsin program. According to agency officials, the program is meant to highlight sites across the state that are shovel-ready for industrial development in the hopes that the added attention will attract potential developers. Applications can be submitted beginning May 2nd. Applications should include detailed information on the sites, the potential for corporate investment, and recommendations for the community.